Dernière question, donc peut-être plutôt te demander, puisque ce matin tu as pu nous montrer pour les collègues de l'espace multimédia un peu comment tu avais pu déjà agencer tes deux directions de travail. Et donc un mot un peu plus sur l'aide peut-être technique que tu as pu avoir avec mes collègues Vincent, entre autres, sur la programmation et le code. Ça, c'est quelque chose que tu ne connaissais pas, c'est ça, et donc que tu as pu un petit peu découvrir aujourd'hui. Est-ce que ça t'a conforté dans tes envies aussi de découvrir ceci pendant la résidence, cet aspect-là de ton travail?
So you showed this morning some work that you did this week in Boron. So you got some help from people here, like technical help. So what can you say about it? Like, is it new in your practice to have like practical helping to doing artwork or?
So I worked on little bits of research here and experiments, but the main project I was thinking about was is an interactive video installation, and it's called Looking Away. So that was what I was kind of came here to do. And I came here, and I was here the first day, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to start the process of learning coding. Then I became frustrated very quickly because it was very sunny outside and I didn't know what I was doing and it was a whole new world and I wasn't happy and I realized I wasn't having fun. So I was like, so by day two, I was like, this is shit. So I decided that I would just work on different experiments and ideas and utilize the gallery space here because basically coding is sitting at a computer in a tiny space and I can do that anywhere. Whereas here I had the use of four large gallery spaces, lots of projectors, lots of screens, materials, a white room that we're sitting in now, which I could film different things. So I kind of went back to my sketchbook and went, okay, well, what are the ideas I want to try out and experiment with here? So I focused a bit on that, but at the same time, I was talking with Vincent, and he was really great in trying to explain how coding works to me and showing me examples. And we talked through, so I had looked up already online what the type of digital apparatus I might need, so a Raspberry Pi, a processing, sound sensors, or heat sensors, so to trigger interactive videos. And then after talking with him and testing out a few things, it kind of turns out that I need much more coding and much more sensors and much more screens than I first realized. But that was good because I was able to clear my mind testing out other ideas and other projects, like the Sugar Pink project that you've seen. And then that kind of freed my head to think about the other interactive installation. So what I've done is not focus too much on the coding part because that can start when I go back to Ireland and I can work on that on my computer and it's
But
coming into winter.
you still want to do it by yourself?
Well, by myself, yes and no. Like what will happen is that I've set up with the installation in the gallery how I want it to work. Then people walk through today, so I know my parameters now, whereas before I didn't know anything. I want to make this, and it was just an idea in a sketchbook. Whereas now I know the setup, I know my parameters, I know the equipment I have to use. I've got started with Vincent, so I still don't know how to code, but the coding will come now that I know what I need to put into it. Before that, it was just this huge area I didn't even know what I needed. So yeah, Vincent has been helping me with that. What was the other part of the question?
If you already work with technical
Yeah.
people
Oh,
to
yes.
help you
So usually in every project I always end up collaborating with someone. So the previous two digital interactive works I made, one of them I made using a Makey Makey, and then I just learned how to use a visual DJ system called Resolume, and I put the two of them together. So that was more like, that wasn't coding. It was like, not coding, but just learning a new thing like Photoshop or something like that. And then the other piece, the empathy machine.
Yeah, I've seen that on the website.
Yeah.
It's like a huge world for programmation.
And you can't
do everything by yourself.
Oh, no. So I hired a programmer to do that for me. So with this piece now, the looking away installation with the interactive videos, I'd like to get it started myself, and then I think I would probably need help. Yeah. But at the same time, processing the computer program, it is made for artists and designers, and now that I know what I need to do, I think I can make most of it when I learn it, and then just troubleshoot.
Okay.
Plus, you can get everything online nowadays. And in where I live, like, there's a lot of maker labs that I can go to for help and stuff. And my role as well is, like, you know, I see myself as a visual artist. I don't want to get tied up in coding, but knowing a little bit will push my practice forward. Okay. So that's why I want to know a little bit. But no way will I focus on that.
Yeah, that's a different job,
actually. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I have no interest in it.
You said that you were interested by the... like these artists who worked with big companies, do you think that it could be interesting to do it? Because in Dublin, actually, you can do that because all the big companies are there, and I think that there is a really nice environment for developing this kind of idea with companies, even small companies, because there are a lot of startups and nice startups to
work with. Yeah, I think it's definitely something that could be broached. I've done a lot of residencies, and the residency where I made the empathy machine, that was with NUIG, the National University of Ireland and Galway, and it was with a research centre for medical devices. And It's these kind of things, when you're collaborating with a company, the expectations of the company and the artists are vastly different. So I guess both of you need something. So I know what you mean, like, go and approach someone and try and use their facilities and everything. That's something I would probably look into, but as myself, I would rather go into it like where you see that, how that format was organized, where they set everything up and then you come in and there's a third party there controlling it all. Whereas you going as an artist into a company, I think it's just fraught with contention.
Yeah.
And it's just that different expectations and rules, you know.
Yeah, they need something.
And I've heard of Google in Dublin having, you know, they had a residency recently and an artist I know, she was invited to do it. And she went, like, she was like, okay, cool, I'll do it. They sent her the contract. She read the contract. She said, no fucking way. It was so prescriptive. It was so narrow. It was specific in what they wanted and the outcome. It wasn't art.
Yeah.
A lot of these working companies, they use it as a...
Yeah,
and I've seen that situation before. They use it as a PR tool.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, whereas this is very much supporting the artist, you know. But yeah, I know what you mean. But I think there's a lot of ground up groups, you know, like Maker Labs and stuff like that, where everyone's on the same level and they're there to make it help, not to get
That's
a
better result than Google,
yeah.